Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from Good Day Mate, Laura Killeen. From Spinoffs, Annie Brogan. From Thong Song Gone Wrong, Sig Watal. From Scrabble City, John Weicker. To play our Ask Me One More final round, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, will take us out.
This final round is called The Loneliest Number, which, according to the band Three Dog Night, is the number one. And like the word loneliest, every answer is going to be a word, phrase, or proper noun that has the letters O-N-E in consecutive order. And we're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to give us an answer. Last person standing is our Ask Me Another grand winner. Here we go. Laura, the rank claimed by KFC founder Harlan Sanders.
Colonel.
Colonel is correct. Annie, this adjective describes the tunes of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Oh, loony.
Loony is right. Sid, the man behind Rocky and Rambo.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, correct. John, the neighbors you try to keep up with.
The Joneses.
Joneses is right. Laura, this character is the secretary to James Bond's boss, known as M.
Ms. Moneypenny.
Moneypenny, yes. Annie, someone who is not of royal blood, like Kate Middleton.
Commoner?
Commoner is right. Sid, in basketball, a type of defense that's not man-to-man.
Zone.
Yes. John, this medical professional determines the cause of death.
Coroner.
That's correct. Laura, in The Sound of Music, Captain Von Trapp's would-be fiancée held this title.
Governess. No, that's wrong,
Sorry.
Don't.
Well,
everyone's
let's
gonna get
this see.
Wrong.
Let's see if Annie knows the answer.
I have no idea.
Okay, Annie, you have to step aside. We'll see if Sid knows the answer.
Baroness?
Baroness is correct. We have to say goodbye to both Laura and Annie. Thank you, ladies. And now we're down to two. It's down to John and Sid. John. A person who hunts with certain trained birds of prey.
A falconer.
Falconer is correct. Sid, Bing Crosby is often described as this type of singer.
Crooner?
Yes. John, what Gerald Ford did to Nixon after he became president.
Pardoned.
Pardoned is correct. Sid, the nickname of child beauty pageant contestant and TV reality star Alana Thompson. 3 seconds. Let's see if John knows it.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo is correct, child. And John, you are our winner. Thank you, Sid. Nice going, John.
Congratulations, John. You're our Ask Me Another big winner. And lucky you, we have a great prize provided to you by our VIP, Anthony Jeselnik. Not only will you get his recent comedy DVD, Caligula, but he has agreed to provide you a few tips for the next time you are asked to roast someone.
5 Rules for Roasting by Anthony Jeselnik. Number 1, don't get too drunk. Number 2, don't stay too sober. Number 3, it is better to break rule number 1 than it is to break rule number 2. My last one, I'll read. The other ones are for you. Never actually agree to take part in a roast. They're awful. They're awful.
That is our show. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to be a contestant on our show, just find us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look around for NPR Ask Me Another. And you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is John Chinesky.
Hey, my name anagrams to Oh Heck Ninjas.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now Jolta Cannon.
Our puzzle editor is Art Chung, with additional puzzle writing by Kyle Beakley, Josiah Madigan, Greg Volk, and senior puzzle writer Dan Schofield. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker, Josh Rogerson, John Asante, Eleanor Kagan, and Annabelle Bacon, along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, Kristen Moeller, and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, The Bell House,
Hot Heel Blues,
and our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.